The following program contains strong sexual content. Viewer discretion advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil. Molested by their grandfather.
As a mother, what the hell were you thinking allowing these girls to be around this perverted human being?
They claim their grandmother knew.
She would come in my room at night and catch them and tell them to stop, go back to bed.
I'll be damned if I gonna listen to your lies.
She stormed off the stage before, but now she's back.
What do you want? You want, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry
for what? I didn't see anything.
Will she finally apologize?
You're saying my dad didn't catch him and tell you if I ever catch him again, I'm going to kill him?
If he did, I didn't hear him.
Were you just in your mind saying I'd rather he be messing around with her than with me?
No, and I wish you'd bite your tongue on that.
Let's do it.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
This is a safe place to talk about hard things.
Stand by, Dr. Phil.
I try to be an emotional compass and point you in the right direction.
In 5, 4.
I am not giving up on you.
Phil.
Yesterday, I talked to sisters Ashley and Megan, who kept a horrible secret for many years. Their step-grandpa, Joe, had been molesting them right under their grandmother's nose. Now, he was eventually convicted of 151 sexual abuse charges. The girls say their grandma, Peggy, knew it and did nothing. They haven't seen her in 7 years since Grandpa Joe's trial. Here's what happened when they confronted her.
I hate my grandpa. I hate what he did.
You say he molested you in the bed with your grandmother.
He told me it's okay. This is how grandpas check little girls. My grandmother doesn't want to admit that she knew. I feel like to move on with my life, I need to hear her say, yes, I know, and I'm sorry.
You say that he actually molested you then in bed with Peggy in the bed?
Yes. In 2006, I found out that my sister was abused too by Joe.
The first time that Joe touched me, I was 4. I would go into the den and he would lift me right onto his lap.
She was sending Megan right to it. We were going to go to the police station and make a report, and they were going to go arrest him. The case went to grand jury October 20th of 2006, and it took the jury 3 hours to find him guilty.
Joe got over 1,000 years in prison. I hope Joe dies in prison and goes to hell right after that and joins Peggy.
If I could be put in a room with Joe, I would kill him. I think Joe deserves the death penalty.
There are two questions here, one she raises and one that you raise. She raises the question, did this happen at all, that you weren't molested or raped, that neither one of you were touched inappropriately? And then the second question is, did she know it?
He didn't do these things.
You've never had any idea in your mind that he might have done this?
No. I asked her to start staying home. I did not want her coming to the house. Why not?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want her around. If I know this sounds awful, but Joe was drinking a lot.
The only thing that gets up to the level of someone that would molest and rape a child is someone that would watch that happen and do nothing to protect that child.
If he was molesting her, why did she keep coming back?
She would keep coming back because she had been artfully, consistently, across a long period of time, groomed by a molester.
Ashley, I'm sorry. I didn't see anything. I'll be damned if I'm gonna stand out here and listen to your lies. You have ruined my life. I don't want nothing to do with you. I am leaving, I am leaving, I am leaving. You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to know the truth either.
You're a liar.
Why do you
wait? I asked you if he molested my girls. You said Joe would never do that.
Ashley, I'm sorry.
Everyone knows she's a liar. Her own kids wrote half of those statements.
Dr. Phil, this is why it's so hard to get on with the rest of my life, because she would change my doorknobs.
Because she's afraid to admit to the truth, because it'll make her feel guilty for what she did. She knows it.
This is Brenda, the mother of these two girls. And you have said that you had a terrible feeling something was... Then what the hell were you thinking allowing these girls to be around this perverted human being?
You denied it all. I had no signs.
I'm sorry?
I had no... Nothing. Peggy lied to me. Would not tell me the truth. She just... Every time I would... I mentioned it when Ashley was about 10 years old. And Peggy said, no, Ashley, everything's fine. At a time I was young. She was my first child.
I understand.
Look, I had no clue.
I want you to take a breath, take a break. We're going to come back and talk about all of this. And maybe Peggy's got the guts to come back out here and face reality.
And where was...
I'm sorry?
These girls are lying. I know what went on. We were very close because I am her sister and all. You're just greedy.
No.
Really? Really?
Does Joe have money?
No, and that's why you got mad, because he wouldn't give you what you wanted when you asked him for it.
And what did I ask him for?
Yeah, no, you tell me,
because
I know.
What did I ask him for? Okay, but what child, regardless of age, would put themselves through all of this for no reason, just because they wanted money? This was not easy.
You're looking at one, she's sitting beside you.
Doing trials and all of that and coming out and having to speak and say all the words and feel disgusted about it. What person would want to put themselves through that?
Exactly, that's what I'd like to know.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate you speaking up and giving your point of view. Has it occurred to you that whether you like their politics or personality, whether you like their timing, that you might just be jumping on two victims of a child molester that's spending 255 years in jail?
I know that.
Is it just possible, because do you even admit into your consciousness the possibility that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people might be telling the truth?
Because these girls that she had go up there and write statements are girls that she went to school with that lives 50 miles away from us. They were not neighbors.
So you say there's a conspiracy here?
Yes, sir, I do.
Her son, her daughter, these two, and other friends that weren't related. There's all a conspiracy. They're all willing to lie under oath.
Yeah, they did. This girl's trying to say that she went there when she was 4 years old, and if you read the statements, she herself admits that she did not go there and stay until she was 7.
So the jury got it wrong.
No, it was all rigged. Simple as that. It was decided what was going to happen before they went there.
So the conspiracy includes these two girls, their mother, her daughter, her son, 3 other people that we don't, that weren't related, a prosecutor, and 12 jury members.
Yes, sir.
What would be their motive for this? Because listen,
I have no idea what their motive
is. I spent half of my career in the courtroom in trial sciences working with juries. And I can tell you, I don't know how you would find 12 people that have never met before they come to the courtroom that would be motivated to rig a trial and put a man in jail for 255 years over 2 girls that they don't know. What's the motive? Why would a jury? What would be the currency? What would you offer a jury to do that?
I have no idea.
Doesn't that sound outlandish to you? Doesn't it
sound... You know what? I'm sure to everybody in this room...
No, I'm saying to you, does it sound outlandish?
And if you live where we live, no, sir, it does not sound outlandish. It's as simple as that.
Well, you know, I've done jury trials where you live, and I tell you what, I think the jury gets it right. I think the jury system pretty much gets it right. I think people come in, take their civic duty very seriously. And I can't imagine how I would even begin to try to motivate 12 unknown people to conspire against one man in favor of a girl that they don't even know. She's not wealthy. She's not famous. She's not... There's just virtually no currency. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but you guys are going to think what you... I don't care. like I said, I was close to this situation. I watched that little girl grow up, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, but it was not, it didn't happen.
No, not okay. I don't accept that just because you say it. No,
well,
I don't.
And I don't accept it because she says it, because it did not happen.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to this mother and find out where she was during all this.
He would lock my door. She would change it and put one on there that didn't lock. He would put the lock back on there, and she would repeatedly come in and catch him. At the least, she can sit here and say, yes, I knew, and I'm sorry.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil. She gets drunk, but you won't believe how.
You're drinking hand sanitizer. You're a dead woman walking.
She's fighting.
They don't give me any respect. You caused the chaos.
Mooching from mom.
You want her to throw me out on the streets?
I'd rather have you living on the streets than dead in her house.
And out of control.
Why do you hate these people?
Because I feel that they are fake.
You are acting like a freak.
Monday, then on Tuesday. Trapped in a cult?
I was kept as a sexual maiden.
You turn your child over to this creep?
I didn't know all those other things were happening.
Isn't it your job to know?
That's Tuesday.
There was a time when my mom had put us in the bath after we had come back from Joe and Peggy's, and she put us in the bath and the water was running in. I put myself under the running water to wash. And my mom came back and she's like, what are you doing? Stop it. And I was just like, okay, you know, I didn't tell her that I felt like I needed to clean it and wash it out.
Well, since the age of 4, Ashley was molested and raped by her step-grandfather, Joseph Palmer. He is now serving 255-year prison sentence. Her sister, Megan, was also abused. And 7 years ago, Ashley and Megan got the justice they sought when Joseph Palmer was convicted on 151 charges of sexual misconduct. Their mom, Brenda, blames herself for not following her gut when she suspected something wasn't right.
Joe and Peggy would come and get the girls, and they would spend the weekend there. Ashley, she was happy to go to Grandma and Grandpa's. I'd heard some rumors from a family member of Joe's that he had touched her and stuff when she was younger, and that she had told Peggy, and Peggy didn't believe her. When I first found out, that was the worst day of my life, but Joe raped and molested my daughter. I feel like I'm a bad mom. I should have seen it. If I had known what he was doing, I would have killed him. I would have killed the son of a bitch. Peggy knew what was going on. I think Peggy's an evil bitch. I'd probably go up and knock the out of her. And I know I'd go up and knock the out of her. And I'd hope she'd rot in hell, just like her husband. I think Joe, he deserves more than what he got. I would like to see him get raped in prison. I hope he gets raped as many times as he raped my daughters. And then he'll have gotten everything he deserved. I know that Ashley wants a relationship with Peggy. I wouldn't stop it. I'd let it be her choice, but I would let her know how I feel about it.
Are you lying?
No.
Have you fabricated this entire thing?
No.
And recruited Megan?
No.
And recruited these friends?
No.
And recruited Brenda? So you didn't construct all of this and then go out and recruit all of these other people to lie under oath in a court of law facing the penalties of jeopardy, of perjury, put themselves in jeopardy for perjury in order to get back at someone?
No.
Are you lying? You didn't construct this just to justify being with a boyfriend?
No.
Say anything you want.
One was whenever all this had happened, Peggy had called a relative of mine and told them, Joe admits to what he did to Ashley, but he denies what he did to Megan. The second thing is, and it's in court, Joe pled guilty, but he said that he was insane. And they put him through a psych evaluation, and they said, nope, you aren't insane. And he went, whenever we went to trial, he pled not guilty. But everybody, they still say we're lying. I mean, there was times, I mean, Peggy watched in the living room. She would come in my room at nighttime and catch him and tell him to stop, go back to bed. He would lock my door. She would change it and put one on there that didn't lock. A couple months later, he would put the lock back on there, and she would repeatedly come in and catch him. She told my dad, my biological dad, that she knew that he had done it. And my dad, whenever we went to court, admitted that whenever I was 6 years old, he walked in and caught Joe. And he told Peggy, whenever I was six, that if he caught him again, he would kill him. And how could I make it up not only did my dad catch her, so she can't say that she didn't know. At the least, she can sit here and say, yes, I knew, and I'm sorry. And she can't even do that.
Well, maybe she can. You expected it was going on. You didn't do anything about it.
At one time, I suspected something. I just had a gut feeling because at 10 years old, Ashley had started her menstrual cycle. I thought, okay, that's kind of young.
You found blood in her underwear.
Yeah.
You said you had a weird vibe when Joe would hold Ashley in his arms at 11.
At 11, just at one time when he had her in her arms.
Just your maternal instincts that something's wrong here. You said you saw Ashley cleaning herself at 5 years old after a visit to Peggy and Joe's, and you thought that was strange.
Well, I didn't know what she was doing. She was in the bathtub, and the water was running, and she just held herself up under the faucet. Okay, I thought, okay, she's a little girl. Girls, she's playing in the water. I had no idea what she was doing.
You said you knew Ashley had locks on her door at Peggy and Joe's house.
Probably teenage years when I found out she had locks.
And you said Joe rubbed against your breasts.
Yes. He would rub up against all the women. He would pat them all on the butt.
Well, if you had these things going through your mind, why, as a mother, did you not run?
Because at the time, I never thought Joe was like that. We used to be pretty close.
You like to hope that you can trust your family.
And looking back, did you fail to do what you needed to do?
Back now at everything, yes.
Have you said that to these girls?
Yeah. I should have been there to protect them, and I was.
Well, Peggy is backstage, and she says she is ready to come back out with one condition, that her outspoken friend Sharon will join her on stage. We'll see if we can put that together when we come back.
It took her 7 years to holler rape. It's been 7 years since he's been in jail. We're here. Another 7 years, what's she gonna want? You want, I'm sorry?
I'm
sorry for what? I didn't see anything.
Whenever I see dads with their daughters or grandpas with granddaughters, I automatically judge them and think that they're like Joe and that they're doing something to those little girls. I want to run up and ask the little girl if they're okay.
Well, I'm glad you're back so we can talk about this, and I'm going to tell you why. But I believe that there are times in every person's life, your life, your life, your life, your life, your life, my life, everybody in this audience. You know, if you're 40 years old, I don't know, you've lived 12,000 days or something. And they all kind of run together, except certain days stick out. You know, there are things we remember in our life. There are those key moments. And I believe we all come to points in our lives when all things wrong can be made right. We come to points in our life where we can say, you know what? I can't change what's happened in the past, but I can change what we're doing now and where we're going now and what's going on. I have to tell you that as a mental health professional that's been doing this for 35 plus years, I believe that these three women over here had inappropriate contact with your husband. I believe that the women who are talking about it in their statements were inappropriately interacted with by your husband. I don't know whether you knew about it at the time or whether you didn't, but I think in your heart of hearts, you have to believe that this guy with alcoholism and all the things that were going on around at the time was making some really bad choices. And if I were you, I would have to acknowledge that, and I would hate myself for not seeing it or reacting to it at the time. But you're at one of those choice points in life here.
A choice point?
They don't want anything from you other than...
I don't want them either.
I understand.
Why are we here? What? It took her 7 years to holler rape. It's been 7 years since he's been in jail. We're here. Another 7 years. What's she going to want?
If I don't get an answer... An answer.
What do you want? You want, I'm sorry? Sorry for what? I didn't see anything.
Okay, let's say that you didn't see anything. And I know that you've seen it, okay? The least that you could do is say, I know what happened and I'm sorry.
And you can't... I did not know what was happening and I can't say I'm sorry.
You're saying my dad didn't catch him whenever I was six and tell you if I ever catch him again, I'm going to kill him? You can't say that my dad told you that?
Did he say that to you?
If he did, I didn't hear him. He came in. You know, I'm done. Why should I stay up here and listen to these three women?
I'm not asking you for it to say that you did anything wrong.
No, but you want me to say he did it. He didn't. To me, he didn't.
You're asking her to apologize for something that she had no knowledge of, so...
Do you believe that Joe is guilty of any wrongdoing with any minor girls?
No, I really don't. No.
So you don't believe that there's even circumstantial evidence or anything that would raise your level of suspicion?
Dr. Phil, if it was other than the girls and what you had me read on there, but I knew those girls. Mm-hmm. I know this one didn't stay like she said she did. I knew I helped her with all my heart to try to get her a better life.
In Tammy's letter, she wrote that you told her that he remembers what he had done to Ashley. She didn't remember about Megan, but that he remembered what he had done to Ashley.
Joe told Tammy that?
Told you that.
No, he didn't tell me that.
He didn't tell you that?
No.
Were you just in your mind saying I'd rather he be messing around with her than with me?
No, and I wish you'd bite your tongue on that.
Closed captioning provided by...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Why were you afraid you would be arrested?
because she kept saying, Grandma knew, Grandma knew, Grandma knew.
Isn't that a pretty good case of saying, well, you know, we're going to go after her next because she knew what was going on. She didn't do anything about it. That's what we were afraid of. That's what we were afraid of because she kept saying that Peggy knew it. If Peggy had suspected the least bit of suspect that anything like that was going on, he would have been 6 feet under. Now, it's as simple as that.
Is that why, you deny it now? Because you're afraid that they're going to come after you next?
I just want to know why you are coming every 7 years after me.
After 7 years, I didn't come after you.
Oh, once, yes, you did.
My
seven.
Mother found out, and that's when we came forward. Otherwise, this probably still would have been swept under a rug like it was all those other years.
Is it possible?
And what else is swept underneath your rug?
Is it possible?
If that's the way you put it.
What?
Is it possible that this went on and you just had a functional blindness to it, that you just didn't see it?
When she came down, she was down with her family. She didn't leave till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. This one didn't come in till about midnight.
Are you saying that it's not even possible? I'm not saying that you saw it or knew it, but outside of your awareness, you're saying it's not even possible that any of this took place.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It just seems to me to be totally non-credible to say that it's not even possible. You know, maybe you didn't see it. Maybe you weren't aware of it. Maybe your consciousness wouldn't let it into your mind. I tell you, there are many situations where wives have allowed this to go on because they would rather him be messing with them than with her. Is that what happened here?
No.
Were you just in your mind saying, I'd rather he be messing around with her than with me?
Can I ask a question?
No, and I wish you'd bite your tongue on that.
Can I ask you a question? How is somebody going to rape somebody if they're impotent? Answer this.
Well, you know, impotency is 95% psychological and 5% physiological in terms of etiology. So a man may be impotent in one scenario, but not in another. And one of the reasons that pedophiles are drawn to young people is because they don't feel threatened. They have a sense of superiority and control, and oftentimes can perform in a very normal fashion in that scenario where they cannot, with interaction with a peer, someone their own age.
Okay, then why would he wait until she has a granddaughter and all of a sudden say, oh, wow, he's got a granddaughter, I'm going to start molesting her?
How
Why?
Do you know it hasn't
I had three
before.
Daughters that was around him all the time.
See, but,
they had friends that was there all the time.
What difference does it make? Why? What matters is if it did or it didn't. I mean, you're saying, why would he wait? Well, why would he do it to begin with?
Well, that's a good question, too. But why would he wait until there's a granddaughter?
Because that gets... No, you're asking the question as though it's some declaration of truth. And the fact is, why would he wait until he had a granddaughter? Because he now had access to a vulnerable young girl. That's why he would wait.
Okay, and my young girls wasn't enough. Okay, I understand.
You know, your sarcasm is insulting to these girls. No, you are. You are being sarcastic and acerbic, and it insults these girls and every molestation victim that's watching. And I'll guarantee you, if God forbid your daughters had ever fallen victim to something like this, you would be singing a very different tune instead of what you're saying.
You
give me a smug whatever. You say whatever you want. But the truth is that there is an overwhelming mountain of evidence that a number of girls here have been inappropriately dealt with by this man. The mother says so. Your son says so. I mean, it's it's you just can't keep expanding the circle. It's like you're delusional about
this.
You can't just expanding the circle. It's a prosecutor, 12 jurors, all of these witnesses. Everybody, come on, Sharon. You know that's not realistic.
She just doesn't understand why he didn't do anything with her girls when all of a sudden she's doing, he's doing everything.
Just thank God he didn't, if he didn't.
I do think that he did, okay?
I am very sorry if you thought I saw something. And I am very sorry if he did it to you. But as far as I'm concerned, I am done with it. I do not want you in my life.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil. They almost lost their sister.
Christine slipped into a coma.
But you won't believe why.
You're drinking hand sanitizer. Do you have any idea how toxic that is?
That's Monday.
Closed captioning provided by...
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Why does she, when she was little, want to go ahead and take a bath at Grandma's before she went home because she was tired of her stepdad coming in the bathroom when she was 12 years old and taking a bath?
Don't even bring my dad into this. This has nothing to do with my dad.
I'm not talking to
you. Joe is the one that did all of those things, not anybody else. Joe, and you knew about it. And yet you're still lying. That's all you can do is lie.
You know, the interesting thing is...
You little lady, you lied a lot because you wasn't at my house all for 2 years.
Okay.
Did you not lie?
I did not lie.
The truth is that you could fill volumes with what you two don't know about sexual molestation, pedophiles, and their victims. You could fill volumes with your misinformation about that. And I'm not saying that to be critical, I'm saying that because I really hope that you will educate yourselves about this, because I think when you do, and then you look back at this, you're going to go, oh my God. The things I said about he wouldn't have done this if that, and why this and that, are going to become very, very clear to you, because there's nothing unique in this pattern of abuse at all.
No, and I don't need this kind of abuse in my life either. So, my question telling you, I am very sorry if you thought I saw something, and I am very sorry if he did it to you. But as far as I'm concerned, I am done with it. I do not want you in my life.
You knew and threw me away to the wind like I was nothing to you. Nothing.
I did not know.
Yes, you did,
no,
Peggy.
I
yes,
did
you
not,
did.
Ashley.
You, if you, let's say you won't admit that you walked in and caught him in my room 50 to 75 times. Let's say you didn't catch him on the couch doing it 50 to 75
Ashley,
times.
Ashley, there's a...
But my dad told you. My dad told you.
There...
You caught him with his hand on my leg, and you admitted to that one. So the least you can do is say, you know what, there is doubt there. There is doubt, and I am sorry that I did not do anything to help you. I'm sorry that in one time, whenever I did catch him in your room, that I didn't come in and ask you if you were okay. You just walked to the kitchen and pretended that nothing happened after you sat there and told Joe, get out of here and go back to bed.
I didn't tell him to go in there and find him in your room.
So you can't even...
Okay, let me ask.
So don't admit that you
okay.
knew. Don't admit that you knew. You can admit that my dad told you whenever I was six. So you had doubt since I was six. But do you know how bad it hurts that my own dad couldn't say anything? That he couldn't say anything when
do
I was six?
Do you feel better now? Do
no,
you feel
I don't,
better now?
You still
I'm sure glad you
that
feel
better.
I am done. I'm sorry. I am done.
Did you sacrifice her so he would leave you alone?
No, I did not. He was impotent. He had Viagra. It didn't work.
You have hurt your grandmother again.
Well, how in the hell did we hurt her knowing damn well that she knew about it, she'd seen it happening, and if she can't admit to that, my dad told her. She's hurting herself, so don't sit here and tell me I'm hurting her.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Did you know that more than 16 million kids in the U.S. are at risk of hunger each day? That's more than one in five children. Now, these are our neighbors, our kids that play in the neighborhood, co-workers, friends' children. The problem is closer than you would think, but so is the solution. Join me and visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find your local food bank to help. I'm Dr. Phil, and together, we are Feeding America. We can't do this show without you, our studio audience.
If you are going to be in the Los Angeles area and you would like free tickets, go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Or you can call 323-461-PHIL. I'll just ask you this final question and then you can be done. Do you agree with Sharon that there was a conspiracy here among these three, your two children, the prosecutor, and 12 jurors?
I believe Joe got the shaft because Joe wasn't allowed to say anything and Joe didn't do anything. And when he asked for the Bible to make his statement, there was no Bible produced.
They would not let him swear on the Bible that he did not do it.
How would that help?
So do you believe there was this broad conspiracy to take your husband in?
Ashley, did you ask your grandpa for money?
To buy a house that I had already bought? No.
Is that why you lost it, because you'd already bought it?
Actually, we didn't lose it.
Really?
Really.
Do you agree with her that there was a broad conspiracy to take down your...
I know the 4th of July, she asked my husband for money. He told her no.
For house repairs?
Her house was being repossessed.
I had just bought the house.
Yeah, you did.
We just closed in July. How in the hell would we be losing it?
Because
we just bought it.
Do you agree with Sharon that there was a broad conspiracy to take down your husband?
I believe Ashley got mad at her grandpa because he did not give her the money. And I believe that's why.
What he's saying is, do you think that it was fixed ahead of time?
I'm bad. I'm bad.
Does
walk
it feel
away,
good to
so
make you know
sure
that you have hurt your grandmother again?
Okay.
She hurt herself whenever she lies. She hurts herself. How in the hell did we hurt her knowing damn well that she knew about it, she'd seen it happening, and if she can't admit to that, she at least knew that something was going on because she caught him with his hand on my leg and my dad told her. And she can't even say I had doubt? She's hurting herself, so don't sit here and tell me I'm hurting her.
Okay.
I'm
So does she.
What does she live with? Guilt? That she knew?
I think you could help your friend Peggy if you could help her at least acknowledge that there is a distinct possibility here that the man she was married to was mentally ill and may have done some things.
She has admitted that he has problems.
In my view, she is absolutely at delusional level denial to not recognize that this man is at least very suspect. There are too many people telling too many things that preclude you from saying, well, I can't even entertain the possibility. And her own children are saying it. Her stepchildren are saying it. Their neighbors are saying it. And you can say, oh, well, they're a bunch of little tight-knit little snitches and nah. But you know, I tell you what, being a friend and perjuring yourself under oath and putting a man in prison until the year 2245, somebody cracks somewhere along the line. And I don't think she will ever have any peace in her life until she comes to grips with and acknowledges that she just may have made some really bad choices and had some functional blindness here.
Maybe she could have. I don't know. But I just know that there has also been lies on this part. Lies that we have caught him in, but the world believes him, okay? It's simple as that.
But that doesn't mean that they weren't molested.
Closed captioning provided by...
Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on DrPhil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
I want to thank all of my guests today. And if you have even the slightest feeling that your child is being molested, you need to log on to DrPhil.com for more information on the warning signs. And if you have been molested, and this is something you've been living with, I want to share something with you. On our website, DrPhil.com, this is just the homepage. You see right here, impact of child sexual abuse on victims. This will take you to a landing page. And on this landing page, you're going to see some really important things that you need to be aware of that can be impacting you. Because when you have had this happen to you, you're going to have damage to your self-concept and self-esteem. You're going to feel like damaged goods or maybe feelings of guilt, shame, and despair. And you are at risk of promiscuity, hypersexuality. You're at risk of teen pregnancy. It's about 2.2 times what is normal. Post-traumatic stress disorder. You're going to have disrupted sleep patterns, regression to more infantile behavior. If you're particularly with young folks, there's a tendency to withdraw from relationships and society. There's just all kinds of things that go on here that I need you to be aware of. This is why you need to reach out for help. You will also see at the bottom, you're going to see child abuse warning signs and resources here, and the five stages of grooming by a pedophile. Is your child being groomed? And sexual predator warning signs. We have lots of information for you here. It makes all the difference in the world to know what's going on. And to Ashley and Megan, I don't think they're going to get what they want from Peggy. And the truth is that in life, sometimes you have to give yourselves what you wish you could get from somebody else. And if that's your only option, then take it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.